like the fact that you're here already. Let's get going. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious looking coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of our podcast, or podcart, if you will.
You're welcome.
We decided to call it a podcart because of everybody has a podcast, and we didn't want to be like everybody else.
Yes, because we're so unique.
We were really crazy. Two white people doing a podcast. Imagine that, huh?
So creative.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so edgy.
We're always ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about us. So we have some breaking news right now. I guess let's get right into this before we do a little update of things. Sherry comes walking in just a couple seconds ago. We went and got something to eat.
Takeout, yeah.
And she got stuck talking to some of the people downstairs in our building, and I'm not really good for chit-chat. Plus, I wanted to get the hell out of there. And Sherry, I did the, come on, Sherry. And you said, I'll see you upstairs. And then you come in, and our whole life changed between that time and this time.
That's very dramatic.
It is not dramatic. Tell us what just transpired.
I was approached to run for the homeowners board.
Now, any of you that have been around and listened to the show, you know that Sherry is not the most diplomatic person
in
the world.
Not at all. It is not my forte.
It's funny because people always ask you, how do you live with that guy? You know, it is truly the other way around.
Is it?
And it's like, how do I live with you?
How do you? And why do you?
What is going off over there? What the hell is that?
That's my phone. Sorry, do you want me to turn it down?
No, it's fine. Whatever. Oh, Jesus.
I'll go to it. As soon as I get up and do it, it's going to stop.
Okay, we're good. We're good. So, I am, Sherry's not the most diplomatic person.
Right.
Over the years, we've owned this place before it was even a building.
Right.
We bought it when it was dirt.
Dirt.
The thing built up, and it took 2 years to build up. They had a camera on the lot, and all of a sudden, we looked and went, wait a minute.
We got to pay for this.
We're going to have to buy this place finally. And we started to come here during doing vacations.
Right.
It was kind of like our second home that we were going to probably sell.
Right.
And we never did.
Well, the numbers haven't worked.
If we had the numbers, and the reason why we moved here was because of the numbers. We had to, we're doing our numbers game.
Yep.
Where can we afford to live? What can we do? That kind of can't have two homes anymore. We can't do any of that. Right. So here we are.
Here we are.
One of the things that we've been pretty damn good about is not getting involved in all of the other. We get involved, we have our neighbors that we like, and over the years we've had neighbors that we've had run-ins with. I mean, it's going to happen when you live in a building or a complex. There's three buildings here.
Right.
I don't know how many units, 300 and
something? No, 250, something
like
that.
Okay, 250 units.
260.
And I said units, and I did a lot of numbers there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
You're coming over to the dark side.
I am. We've had some people that we don't like, and they don't like us, and I don't care, and we don't care.
And here's the thing: I'm not very good at, like you said, diplomacy, which means I'm not good at hiding my feelings about people.
Yes.
So generally, if I don't like it, you've got a pretty good knowledge of that.
Yeah, you know you're not liked, and you know to stay clear. And you also know you did something to not be liked.
Right.
Just so you know. It's not like you go around not liking people.
Right.
You,
when you piss me off.
Yeah. We had a guy, I don't want to get into it. But anyway.
It was bad behavior on his behalf.
Yeah, and totally on his behalf. Yeah. He ends up walking into our house thinking that he's invited to a party.
We didn't even know who this guy was at this point.
He would leave and he'd get all mad, and this guy's just a jerk ball.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a lot of little things like that, little run-ins, it just kind of happens. So just moments ago, you get asked by somebody to be on the board.
Yeah.
And what was your answer?
I said I'd let him know. I said I wasn't thrilled about it. And I said, you would definitely not be thrilled about it.
Well, I'm not thrilled about it, but I am also not your
No, but it would affect your
owner.
Life too.
How is it really going to affect my life?
Well, there's meetings I have to go to, and right now they're
just means I get to play more video games. How hard is this? The only way it's going to affect my life is that I'm going to know too much.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to vent and you're going to want to talk.
I know.
And it's going to really bother the hell out of me. I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
I'm glad that people have the homeowners associations. I've always figured they had our best interest in mind. But now, but you're not on there. You got to run, right? Don't you
have to? Yeah, you have to.
When is the vote? When is this?
It must be soon. Well, you know what? It's in December.
Okay.
And, you know, since we're not having a live, every year we have our annual meeting in December, but this year it's going to be virtual.
So are you committed? Did you commit to that?
I didn't say when.
Did you leave them thinking? If I was them and I walked away, I'm going, we might have Sherry in the bag, or it's going to take some
time. I think he was... It was totally 50-50. Like, I don't know. It could go either way. No, she's not really into it. We'll see.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, I do want to make sure that our interests here are protected. Yeah. Right? And
but
I'm
don't
not
you
sure.
Don't you think everybody else has the same interest as
no,
us?
No, I don't.
What kind of different interests could there be?
So there
we,
are
we,
people.
We all want our home to be nice and safe and clean, and we all want it to be worth something when it comes time to sell.
Yeah.
It's not that there's not that many diverse interests when it comes to homeowners.
There are some people, some neighbors that are going to be running for the board. Mm-hmm. That are not full-time residents here.
Oh.
And I don't think you should be able to go on the board if you're not, but regardless, and these people that are not full-time residents, I think they have a different agenda than we do. Since they don't live here full-time,
what's
they
their different agenda?
Security. They don't, give a shit about security.
Yeah, the one guy.
Yeah, if he gets on the board, he's going to try and do the absolute cheapest thing there always is. Every option. Cheapest, and you get what you pay for. A lot of times you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And so I worry.
Now, I've heard a couple of these meetings that you're on, because you have served on other meetings, like the Tower Committee, though they did a refresh thing where they were going to do new carpets and all that, and you were in on that.
Yeah.
So I can see why they would ask you.
Yeah.
So this doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. If you're going to run, you got to put a bio together.
Yeah, I do.
Because I've seen the way they do that. Well, let's see here. Well, here's... You graduated from
Notre Dame.
No. God, who wants to be from there right now? Dude, they're super spreaders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But who... Let's see here. You graduated magna cum laude from University of North Florida.
Are we giving my bio now? We're going to do this right now.
We're working on it. I'm just trying to come up with some things that you've done, some legit things. You are a small business owner. You don't have to say what kind of business you are.
Yeah.
What else do you need to
know? I was a banker for 20 years.
Yes. We are the original owners of this place.
That's right.
We bought it before it was dirt.
Yes.
Right there is enough right there.
That should be more than enough.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That's all they need to know about you. Because
if you know any more, we'll have to kill you.
She's a lousy lay.
Right. Well, I think that's generally known.
Oh, boy. This might be a problem. I'm going to be completely upfront.
Yeah, well, then I won't do it.
I just said might be a problem. Right. It's completely up to you.
Yeah.
But it's not going to go, just a couple of Zoom meetings. No, people are going to know you're on the board. They're going to stop you when you're walking to get your mail.
I don't know.
Yes, they will.
And people know I'm on the Tower Committee and nobody ever stops me.
Yeah, it's because that doesn't mean anything. But when you're on that board and you're down there and all of a sudden you walk by the people that run the building's office and, hey, Sherry, come in here. You got to tell you. And, you know, it's like, I'm done. I'm out. So it's obviously it's completely up to you. I'm not sending any threatening things or anything. Like, I sure think it's going to be whatever you think it's going to be. It's going to be 100 times worse than that.
I worry that, you know, the president we had, he was the president for 8 years and he's finally decided he's had enough. He's not going to do it anymore.
I don't blame him.
And so, no, but I worry. And I think he had a good vision and he had a lot of control, which I was happy about.
Yeah.
But now we're getting a new president and I think I know the guy who's going to get it. And if he does, I'm happy about it. I think he'll be good. I just don't know if he'll be as strong as the one we have now. Yeah. And so those are all things I worry about. So there you go.
All right. Well,
this is very exciting. You know, this insider information.
Well, I'm just saying our life's going to change. And if you tune into the show on a regular basis, I'll be on that up front about it.
There'll be a lot of think of the stories, Terry.
There'll be stories, but there's also going to be stories about us. This show's about us being a couple and getting along. And this is things that this definitely changes our rhythm.
Yeah.
If that means anything to you.
Oh.
So We'll see. We'll see what happens. Good luck with your new career and your new life. By the way, obviously we're not streaming today. We've done one stream, live stream. I would like to live stream a lot of these shows, but the timing has to be right.
Yeah.
It has to be when Sherry, after she does her shower and has her hair right and all that.
Yeah, I mean, look at me right now. I wouldn't go on camera. Well, yeah, I look like a dog.
Well, that's not true, but I understand. People need to realize that this is, we have thousands of people that listen to the show and, you know,
well, yeah,
you
want
to look good.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to look bad.
So the streaming is still going. We are, we're about to do some more streaming shows. I have figured out, here's what was the problem, that people did watch the last stream. It was really fun. It was nice. People enjoyed it. However, for some reason, the audio wasn't going through to them. They could hear what we were saying, but they couldn't hear if we played a music bed or a phone call from somebody.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. We had technical difficulties.
So speaking of phone calls, go to our website, which is gangof2.net. On there, there's a icon in the bottom right-hand corner. It's also on your mobile phone. Oh, yeah. If you visit the website on your mobile phone, the icon's right there. You click on it, and you can send us a message to the show. We did not have any good ones to start this. I don't think we even had any. I think there was that one guy
that thought he was being funny. You even had to explain to me, that's a joke. Oh, well, you've had to explain that it's a joke. It's probably. Yeah.
But you can click on that and it leaves a voice message to the show. I love starting the show with that. And once those start to come in on a regular basis, we will have a theme and a title for that. And we'll just let everybody air their comments, opinions. Yeah. I don't care what it is. Yeah. Could be a question.
Soapbox.
Yeah, just get it going. Oh, I like that. I like that idea. We also have a brand new Patreon member. Let's welcome Heather Nichols.
Should we do the song? Star-hoo-dore, welcome. It's from The Grinch. That should be our...
Why would The Grinch be something from our Patreon thing?
No, it's a welcome song. Were you listening to the words?
No. I didn't know that was an emotional part of the show. Was it? Is that where his heart got big?
No, that was at the beginning. I guess at the end too when he hears him sing it, yes.
Now, let's go back to the track a couple of steps here about the, you know, your Zoom calls and meetings.
Yes.
We actually went on a Zoom meeting the other day.
We did. Friday, I think it was Friday.
And it was our city council. Now, there's a lot of things happening in our neighborhood. We're not going to bore you with that, but it's getting out of control.
Yeah, a lot of...
Any of you have seen the national news, you know that there's problems here with homelessness and drugs.
Crime,
lots of crime. And, you know, we used to write it off like, it's a major city. That's what happens. Well, not all major cities are like that. Some major cities can actually run this stuff, and we have we're on record as saying we have the shittiest city council in the world.
Yes.
The people either are, and this is just much like the nation right now, either you are a complete crazy nut job tree hugger on the left,
right,
or you're just a wackadoo racist on the right.
What happened to the moderates? I consider myself a moderate.
Yeah,
I think most people are moderates.
I'd like to think so. However, I learned on the Zoom, they're not.
I know.
Our city council is the craziest, weakest group of people we've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's a problem here with homelessness. They let the oldest park in Seattle, which is right across the street from our house, Catty Corner. There's a bunch of homeless people in there.
There's a huge tent population. Yeah, I don't know how many. 40 tents?
People used to use this park to walk their dogs.
Right,
they used
a beautiful
to decorate
park.
It for Christmas. Yeah. And you walk around with the lights. And
we
they
just
would
spent,
have...
just about a year ago, the taxpayers paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to rehabilitate that park.
It's
new sod, things like that.
It's so bad that a few weeks ago, there was two weekends ago, we didn't know about it, but the neighborhood went over there and cleaned up after these people, and they found 500
syringes.
Yeah, syringes.
Nice.
Now,
So there's fine, upstanding people.
Yes, we're empathetic towards people's problems.
Sure.
And we definitely are. We don't hate people. We don't hate homeless people. We don't hate that.
But I hate the ones that shoplift. I'll tell you that. Yeah. We've seen that time and again, and I do not appreciate that.
And it's funny because these crazy bored people that we have on our, you know, on the left here, they're just nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
Right. They think that, they want you to think that all those people in those homeless encampments are just downtrodden. Yes. They've had a bad break, and they just need a little bit of help. That's not true.
So they were on there, and you could leave a message. They wanted you to leave a question beforehand, which Sherry did. Of course, I never got to it.
Yeah.
And I found we found on there that there were, you could leave a live text thing.
Right.
They couldn't see us, but we could see them. Okay.
Right.
And it was awkward. It was weird.
And here's the thing: you did that question under my name because we were registered under my.
Yeah. Well, too bad.
So they think I did it.
It's all right. You,
I'm never going to win that board member seat now.
Good.
Of you.
Good. Listen, I might submarine you on this. I might go, don't vote for her. I might have to be that guy. So we're watching the city council thing, and they were doing this thing. And I started to get pissed because they brought up the park across the street from our house,
yeah,
which is kind of neat. I've never seen anybody actually address it.
Right.
Even though we've been leaving messages and
for months
and emails.
Now.
So we did this thing, and there was a question about it. And on there, I left the message. They were talking about, the homeless. I went down there. I go down there 3 times a week.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at the people in that camp. There are
two pregnant
ladies. So I went on there going, 2 pregnant ladies. Wow. Who should be fucking out there for one thing?
Uh-huh.
When you don't have a house, stop fucking.
Right.
And then another thing is, I didn't write that on the
but it crossed our minds.
Yeah, it crossed my mind. So what I did write was, 2 pregnant women. What about the 400? Why don't you mention the 400 plus needles that were found there 2 weeks ago by the neighbors cleaning up the place?
Uh-huh.
They never mentioned that side of the stuff.
Right. And then she talks about how she, I put 4 people in housing this past week.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's nice, but there's like 400 of them that are mentally ill, and they don't need just a house. They need illness treatment.
Yeah. So, God, this is such a bitchy show, isn't it so far? Oh, I like it. So, two of the people's names were Colleen.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesse.
Yes.
And Jesse's a guy.
Yes.
And Colleen
is a woman.
Is a woman. So we were watching this thing, and what's her name? Colleen. She seemed really nice. I liked her.
Yeah, she did.
She seemed like a really nice person.
She did.
Very caring, which is what you want when you're in charge of homeless.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that's what her job is.
I don't remember what
I think she works for the council guy. But anyway, she had these earrings on, and they're Jesse and this girl. They were the two people that were talking back and forth, Jesse and Colleen. And they were talking back and forth and talking back and forth. And I was noticing that Colleen, I was trying to find something to like about her.
Oh,
I'm going, you know what? She's got beautiful teeth. She's got a beautiful smile. And I was even saying things to you. She seems like a really nice person.
I thought she was very nice. Yeah.
So, and I started to look at her earrings, and her earrings are dangling, and they had some drawings on there. And I said to you, are those 2 water buffaloes fucking? And you said, who, Jesse and Colleen? It was like, and you really thought that's what I meant.
I did.
What does that say about me? What does that say about me that I thought the designs on her earrings?
I thought it was a very creative. I didn't, you know, at the time, know it was your earrings. I thought you were just being very creative.
With my description of them. That is so wrong. Are those 2 water buffaloes fucking? Oh, dear Lord. All right. Anyway, boy. Do we address, you know, the elephant in the room that we have a new president, or just move on?
I don't know. Everybody knows, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's sad. It's sad what's happening.
Yeah.
And I hate to be that person that is trying to appeal to both sides.
Well, we need to start doing that. We need to start coming together, people.
But I get, it really pains me to see how mean people are to one another, yeah. how mean the left is to, I understand why the right is pissed off at the left. I get it because they are talked down to the left generally in, you know, in the bigger cities, the way they're described are the people with a little more education, mm-hmm. you know, a little, you know, maybe a little more money or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I'm just saying that that's the way it's described in the media. That's the way, what I pick up on. And then the right, which isn't true. It's not true. There are so many people that, you know, don't have a college education or whatever that are definitely have left-leaning
tendencies
or whatever you want to call it. And then the people on the right are portrayed as the, and you hear it on the news all the time, the uneducated white men like this guy.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be called an uneducated white guy. And this is, you know, all let's ban up. You know, I could see why they get upset over this.
Yeah.
And you know, and it really bothers me, the division in the country and the hate. And I just think we're in for a long ride. And now people are on picking different social medias to find where we could go talk and, you know, and all that kind of crap. And which brings up social media. I'm going to do my best, and I'm making a promise to you right now to stay off it as much.
Oh, good. It's not healthy.
I like posting on there, and I like interacting with people.
Yeah.
And for the most part, 99% of the people that follow me, super, super cool.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get somebody angry. Every once in a while, you get a death threat. You know, every once in a while, you get a thing. I just had a recent one.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you do to deserve that?
It's a guy I kind of know.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So he knows where you live?
No.
Okay.
He's just a guy that calls the show a lot, and he's very, you know, and he's always trying to stir it up.
Oh, I hate people.
And
like
we
that.
Know, and we kicked him off the show. We won't let him do that because we don't talk about that stuff anymore. It used to be kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Where the conspiracy he's a total conspiracy theorist guy. He's the kind of guy that will take a gun and show up because he thinks somebody's doing a porn thing or kiddie porn. Or
somebody's fucking a kid in the basement of a pizza parlor.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. He's that off of his rocker.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed talking back and forth with him. We both kind of laugh at the end of the day. But he said a couple things on, you know, back and forth to me. We've been going back and forth for years.
Yeah.
Talking. And then he said a couple of things where I was like, you know what? That's a threat.
Oh, God.
And you've crossed the line.
Well, you need to tell me who he is, because if he shows up at our door, I'd like to know who it is.
I don't think he even has shoes to get over here. there I am creating division.
Well, yeah, I mean, when somebody is...
yeah, I'm gonna trash him. But, you know, I don't know. I'm debating calling the local FBI. I don't have the information anymore about him, what he said.
Oh.
But I do know who he is.
And was it on Twitter? Where was it?
It was on Facebook privately. And then it went from a place, well, if you think, because I even said, dude, that's a threat. I don't appreciate it. If you do that again, I'm going to contact the authorities. This is what I said to him. And then he said, buddies, don't do that to one another. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And then he knocked me off his account and I can't find any of his information on all those
buddies
and all those
buddies.
Yes. And all those talks that we had back and forth. Where, listen, I was back and forth with him. I was having fun with the guy. We've always had kind of fun. It's been a kind of a fuck you kind of.
You wouldn't know if you saw him. You wouldn't know what he looked like.
I think I'd pick him out. But yes, it was, I'm debating on how to handle that right now.
Jeez, honey.
So we'll get into that a little later. And so that's what's ahead of us right now. That's the way the world is. I hope that the things get better. That's all.
Yeah, me too.
Some people are very angry right now that there's an... new president. Some people legitimately think that it wasn't
fair
or whatever. I would like to still believe in our country, just like I believe that people voted for Trump last time, which everybody was like, how did that happen?
Right.
I believed it. I believe. Right. Wow. He won the election.
I'll be honest. I didn't vote for Trump last time, but I accepted it.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't happy about it, but I accepted it.
Yeah. And I actually thought about voting for him. I kind of like the whole, let's
okay,
mix it up a
little
bit. but anyway, I don't, you know, it doesn't really matter who you voted for. You know, although right now I know we pissed some people off by saying who you voted for.
Oh, I know.
You can't even do that. There's a guy who I follow online named Gary Vaynerchuk. He's been on my Terry James Live show. Very popular, millions of followers. Very good at staying out of it. Staying out of the, sure. the stuff and yeah. staying focused on what his message is and what he likes. That's the way I look at it. I don't want to talk politics.
You're not a political show.
I don't like talking.
The world has enough pundits.
I don't want to talk it with friends, even if it's friends that agree with me.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, it's getting old. It's getting tiresome.
Yeah, it's very tiresome.
So this Gary guy went online and somebody said, Gary's too smart to let us know who he voted for. I guess somebody asked him because he tweeted.
Don't ask people that.
But he had put a little message thing. He was tweeting the responses
results
he was getting. Oh. No, the responses he was getting from people. So he wrote, yes, I voted for Biden. And he's an entrepreneur, and they're like, I'm so disappointed in you. Jesus. Fuck you, Gary. Fuck. And it's like, are you kidding me?
This is a free country.
By the way, this is a guy who you have been following.
Yeah.
You chose to follow and liked his message, but because he went like this, check for a different person than you. You're fuck you, right. Fuck you, yeah. I hate you, you motherfucker. Yeah. This is where we are now.
It is. This is exactly where we are. Yeah. It's depressing.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
It really makes me sad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's change it up a little bit. You know what that is?
Sounds like the circus.
That is Dear Dumbs music. Where we got a nice Dear Dumbs message. Let's just, hold on. Just got to get out of that. Oh. Let's look back to the fun stuff. It's been all crying. I'm sorry. If you made it to this far in the podcast, congratulations.
You think most people have tuned out by now?
I would have.
Well, let's make it worthwhile for the people that stuck around.
Okay, here we go. This is a Dear... Oh, let me start this again. This is the Dear Dumbs. By the way, we have an article in the Folio Weekly in Jacksonville, Florida. That you can follow along, and even you don't have to live in Jacksonville to see it. It's in print, but it is also online.
Much like anybody can be president now, anybody can be an author now.
Exactly. Just go to folioweekly.com and look for the Dear Dumbs article. We're thinking about this might be one we want to throw into that article because it's only a monthly article, and we get these all the time. We usually do a Dear Dumbs message every week. All right, here we go. Dear Dumbs. Is that too loud? Dear Dumbs, I'm a 33-year-old single mother of a 10-year-old daughter. Got that so far?
She's a single mom.
She's a 33-year-old single mother of a 10-year-old daughter. There's a lot of math in that.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, in that start. Just, that's all. Then it says, LOL, there's more.
Oh, okay.
But does there really need to be, is what she says.
That's funny.
Her name is Hannah.
Hannah Montana.
And she says I'm too much into her life.
Hannah's the 10-year-old.
The 10-year-old daughter. She's used the words controlling and smothering towards me.
Oh, boy. At 10, she already knows. Oh, boy.
Her biggest complaints are, you might want to change your mind on her. The kid might be right on this one. Her biggest complaints are as follows. Number one, she can't have any sleepovers. She's 10, you know, maybe their house isn't right. You know, first when I read that, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure she's got some reasons.
Yeah. Number two, she can't attend any parties where there are boys.
Oh. Oh, geez.
Number three, no sugar is allowed in the house.
You know what? I actually really understand that one.
Number four, when she's away from me, I contact her every hour to check on her. Hold on.
Every hour? Every
yep.
Good one.
Number five, the fifth and final one. I think there's even more, but I think she's just doing the tip of the. These are just her bigger complaints are these.
All right.
Number five, she's not allowed to use the stove unless I'm close by.
Well, sure, she's 10.
When I see this in writing, I do look like a monster. However, things are much different than when I was a child, and they weren't all that safe then, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's trying to justify her possessiveness. I'm now considering enrolling her into an all-girls school. I know there's a lot of downside to that, but what I do like is there seems to be much less peer pressure to wear the right attire, makeup, etc. Do you think I'm a lunatic? I just want the best for her. Thanks in advance, Corey. In Jacksonville, Florida.
So, putting her in a girls' school will make her less competitive with makeup and things like that? Is that what you're saying? That is.
But that's the spin that they put on it, though.
But that's so not true. Girls are the worst with each other.
Listen, in case you people out there don't realize this, and I'm not dumping a big knowledge thing on somebody. Politically, sales, just like this, let's just say you're running an all-girls school. You tell people what they want to hear.
Oh, sure, of course.
To get their money, to get their vote.
But use your
whatever.
Head.
You tell people exactly what they want to hear.
It's going to be probably worse, if not the same, as going to school with boys as far as like wearing makeup and being bitchy.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same or worse.
Okay.
So,
Corey, I do think for after seeing it in writing, and you're right, you look like a monster. You kind of do. But I understand where your heart is. 10 years old, you're a single mother. You don't have a husband there helping you, it sounds like.
Or
a partner.
I'm going to make an assumption here. It may not be fair, but.
Oh, this is totally what you do.
She's 23 when she had her, so she was 22 when she got pregnant.
Pretty young.
I think maybe she had it. She never got married to the baby daddy. Now I could care less if she does or not, but I think it probably bothered her. Sounds like maybe she might have some issues with it herself that she,
you know,
had a baby out of wedlock, quote unquote.
Listen, I'm sure there's a lot
of issues. And now she's worried that her daughter's going to do that.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of issues that people have to justify whatever feelings they have. I think, and I'm sure you're right. There's probably a lot of things that happened to her that where she doesn't want her daughter to go down, quote unquote, the wrong path.
Yeah. And if she was 22, I'm wondering if maybe, you know, I'm assuming she graduated high school, but maybe she wasn't able to go to college. And maybe it was because she was pregnant. I don't know.
Well, that stuff changes
your life.
Maybe
she wants that for her daughter. Maybe she wants her daughter to graduate high school and she wants her to go to college.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think her heart is in the right place. But when your daughter is 10 years old and saying that you're controlling and you're this and that, it's time to sit her down and say, and I hope you play this for her.
Yeah.
You have to understand what's the daughter's name?
Hannah again? Montana.
Hannah. That's right. Hannah, if you want to play this for her, your mom definitely has your best interest in mind.
At the end of the day.
And I understand why you're batshit crazy about it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say shit in front of your kid. She's going to hear all this stuff.
Yeah.
If you think hiding her away from boys and makeup and all that, I think you're doing her a disservice. And I'm going to tell you why. My mom was super protective of me.
She was.
And if my brothers and all this, or my brother was listening to this, and Shannon, my sister, they, I don't know if they realized that or not. I don't know how the protective they were over them. They're much older than me. However, my mom would not let me go to movies.
Right.
There were my friends as a kid, and I was even older than this. I'd probably say I was around 14, 15. All of them were 16, maybe going to a James Bond movie. My mom wouldn't go because there's sex in James
Bond. She wouldn't let you go.
Wouldn't let me go.
Right.
There's a lot of things like that I could not do because of that. I had zero friends as a kid. I remember they tried to set me up on a friend date. And I think I told you this. And this really cool kid named Darren, I still remember his name. I liked him. I liked the kid. And maybe because he was supposed to be a friend.
Yeah.
Now, my mom was 1,000 years old. His mom was hot. His mom was young.
They didn't have anything common.
I think they just said, hey, my kid's weird. Your kid's weird. Let's send him to a movie. So they sent us to a movie. And I guess his mom was the one that took us to the movie. And it was a vampire movie. And I still remember this movie. It was black and white. And they stabbed I don't know what movie it was. And I'm sure people will remember this. It was black and white. And somebody stabbed, what I remember, a coffin.
Yeah.
And blood started to come out of the coffin.
Nice.
And I guess I told my mom what movie I went to.
She hated it.
I never got to talk to that kid again.
Yeah.
I did. They completely disappeared out of my life.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sure there was some sort of back and forth between my mom and that mom. And how dare you? Fuck you. Yeah. One of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, so I understand what it's like.
So how do you think that affected you any?
I do. I think it helped me in certain ways because I never
You never rebelled against it. That's good.
I never rebelled against it, but I did have a certain feeling of freedom when I got it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I just knowing that I could do these things, should I choose?
Yeah.
I'm just the kind of kid that was too scared to do anything.
Yeah.
I was too scared to drink. I was too scared to smoke pot. I was, I luckily had a couple of kids.
Too scared to finger a girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Too scared to be fingered by a girl, but I really was. Yeah. And, I was afraid of everybody and everything. I don't know I am where I am today because I had some really good friends and we held each other accountable for making good decisions. If I was this woman, Corey?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If I was this woman, I would just make sure your kid has really neat friends.
Now, my experience was the pretty much polar opposite of yours as a kid. My mom was not present.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much raised myself and my younger brother at the age of 16, pretty much? Well, my mom moved out and left us in the house. She moved in with her boyfriend across town. And so it was me. I was 16. My younger brother, 15.
So you were the oldest people in that house.
Well, then my older brother, Matt, was the quote-unquote head of the household.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. He was 19.
Matt, I love you, but, at 19, I can't imagine you are ready for that responsibility.
No, he wasn't. He was not.
Yes.
So it was. So it fell to me at 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty much allowed to do whatever. There was nobody at home making sure I got home after school or doing my homework or making sure there was food in the fridge. I got my mom's debit card and would go to the grocery store and go shopping for the three of us.
You had to do that.
Yeah, I had to go grocery shopping and then I don't know who cooked. I guess somebody, one of us cooked.
Okay.
I don't remember that part. But, I could have used some more guidance. So my message is to Hannah to be careful what you wish for. I mean, if you want a hands off all the way, it doesn't go well. It doesn't go well. I didn't have any focus in school. I did graduate high school. I don't know how I did.
Okay.
By the skin of my teeth. All right. And I'm glad I did. But had I had a parent at home caring about me, it would have been a lot better. I could have had somebody.
Now, did you have rebellious moments of drugs and sleeping around and all that?
Yes, I did. Because there was nobody there to tell you otherwise.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'm taking, the advice I'm taking, we're giving them. Both of them need to lighten up.
Both of them need to realize. Both of them do.
Yeah, they need to realize where, first of all, the mother's coming from. You have to realize this. She has your best interest in mind. She had a lot on her plate being a single mother. I don't know what the whole story is there.
Right.
But either way, right now, she's still a single mother. The facts are she's the single mother of a 10-year-old.
Right.
That's not easy.
No.
And you need to give your mom credit for that.
Yeah.
And that I'm sure she's trying her best. Where Sherry's mom didn't try, your mom's really trying. She's really trying to be the best.
I appreciate that just because of what I experienced.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, your daughter's going to learn cuss words. She's going to watch porn. She's going to watch, I'm sorry if you're listening, but you're going to do all these things.
Yeah. And if you make it so verboten that you can't do that, verboten.
You say verboten.
It's going to be more appealing to her.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. I mean, it wasn't that appealing to me.
Really?
It was nice knowing that I was away from the hammer and sickle that I had for a mom. But it was, it was nice to be away from that.
Yeah.
I think the only place I went crazy for a while was with girls. It's like, wow, this is what my brother said. Hey, Terry, once you get laid, and I was old when he said it, have you been laid yet? I went, no. And he goes, oh, you're going to say when it first happens, what did I miss? And my first thing was, did it happen? But I had to ask her, did we just do it? Yeah, at that point, I didn't want to say fuck around anybody. Did we just do it? But still it was like, and he was right. That was a thing where like, whoa, girls, this is neat. Attention.
Yeah.
Getting attention for me was a real, and I think that's maybe why I'm even in this job is because I didn't get a lot of attention from other people.
Yeah.
Other guys, girls, none of that stuff. And then I got into this job that, you know, you all of a sudden you get it. And sometimes you get a little intoxicated.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think we all have our own journey.
Yeah.
But I think that we have to realize that this is our journey. And, you know, the mom here, this is her journey.
Yeah.
She's trying to figure things out and just pull for each other.
Yeah.
Pull for each other.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, Republicans and Democrats should pull for one another.
Yeah.
They should find that right now we should have people going, you know what? Let's find a way to meet and get along. This obviously isn't working.
Yeah.
This is sending us towards a war. This is sending us towards hatred, family members not talking to one another. How is this fun? You're spending your entire day being angry. How is that fun? Why can't we get people just to go, let's find a way to work together. Let's get things together. This happens in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, we've done a pretty good job at it.
What about our slogan? There's a national slogan, Snoglin.
What's a Snoglin?
United we stand, divided we fall.
There's that. And you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
Those words, that's why these things happen.
Right.
You know, that's why these things happen. Somebody just didn't make it up.
Right.
They know that we're in deep trouble here.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
All I know is that I love my friends no matter who they voted for, and I hope they love me.
Right.
We don't talk politics. It doesn't consume our lives. I don't want, and even more so now, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm out.
I'll just be happy that we don't hear about it all the time. We shouldn't be.
If there's one thing that's good about it is that, you know, it's not going to be, but it's going to be because, you know, that's what the news does. The news is going to cover whoever's the loudest and the most obnoxious and says the most outrageous things.
Yeah.
And, you know, good old Trump's going to be fun. He's going to be fun watching this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, whatever. Yeah. All right, guys, we're out of here.
Jumped in.
You're going to thank our jumped in members. Let's thank Cook Flat and Strobel Surveys and Engineering. Let's do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Psychic Kami,
thank you.
Jeff and Angie Strumer,
thank you.
Okay. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com.
R-O-U-G-H.
C-U-T.
Uh-huh. .com.
D-E.
Oh, D-E-C-O-R.
Uh-huh. .com.
Thank you.
I highly suggest going to their website and seeing what they have available there. You never know. Christmas is coming up. Use the promo code PODCART. Boom. There you go.
A boom.
Panini Pete, who is, now, I think,
Phil.
Right now.
His name is Phil.
It's not Phil. You know, I feel sorry for this guy. He sponsors us, and he's, like, so nice. And
he's a sweetheart.
And you just, you know.
You know, here's
the
thing.
Fucking with him just because he's a fun guy. You know, he's a friend. You fuck with friends.
I've never met him, but I feel like I could fuck with him, which makes it feel like he's a friend.
No, absolutely. Yes. He will take it, but get ready because he's going to give it too.
All right. You know? I'm ready. I had four brothers. Y'all. All
right. That's right. He's going to, and you have me too.
Yeah.
He is going to give it, but he's got a ton of great restaurants. And if, for those of you that live in the Mobile, Alabama area, I'm telling you, go to Squid Ink.
Oh, yeah.
Go to
Ed's
Seafood Shed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one on Mobile Bay that we were talking about that you called Phil's. It's Ed's
Seafood Shed.
South
Penn? South Penn? Sunset.
Sunset Point. Thank you. God dang it. Sorry, Pete.
We should write this down.
He's
It'd
got
be
Panini,
helpful.
And he's got the original Panini Pete's. He's all over the place. I believe he might even have a place in somewhere in West Virginia.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I know that. Anyway.
Dude can cook.
The dude
That's
can
all
cook.
You need to
he
know.
Knows what he's doing. Thank you, Panini Pete. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. Go to prestigeworldwide.com for any of your web needs. If you're starting a new business, you need some storage, you need this, that, whatever, they're going to send you
Maybe
the right
you need
direction.
To update your web.
I'm going to use them when the time's right.
Yeah.
But the one that I have right now is just real simple to use.
Yeah.
So, Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com.
Thank you.
Sent us some champagne or sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine. We had it the other night.
It was very nice.
It's delicious.
Thank you. WeBingeTV.com. Jackson and Barbara at WeBingeTV.com. Love you guys. And your product is absolutely amazing. Listen to their podcast.
That's right.
A podcast. And you can listen to them every Friday morning live on the Lexeterry Radio Network.
Who?
The Lexeterry Radio Network. VemurTaylor.com. Yeah, if you have somebody who has... our friends at VemurTaylor.com. 10% off if you use Gang of Two minus...
silicone products.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They make these awesome... People love these things.
Those mermaid outfits are amazing.
I saw a thing the other day of... and it wasn't from their Facebook page or Instagram... But it was some hot chick wearing a mermaid outfit swimming around. I'm going, I guarantee I know where they got that outfit.
Yeah, sure.
I guarantee you.
Yep.
And it had to come from themertaylor.com.
Yeah.
Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry.
What can we say that we've already not said?
Love you guys. Hope you're doing better there, Dennis.
Yeah.
Your hip is doing well. Was it hip?
Yep.
After surgery?
Yeah.
So way to go, buddy. He's inspired me. I want to get hips. I don't...
Everybody's doing it.
Mine are fine right now, but you know what? Let's get ahead of the game.
Why not?
Let's just start doing this, you know? Plus, Laurie Lowry, she has got a wellness products that she likes to distribute. They're natural, called Pathways. She's got a Facebook page. It's LAREESTROHLOWRY. Go by there and like it and take advantage of that. Guys... thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being here. We promise we're going to get some of that streaming action going. Thank you for sharing the show. It's very important. And let's all get together, can't we?
Let's get together.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go turn on some porn and watch two water buffaloes fucking.